20 minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
Welcome into the Thursday edition of the Pack-A-Day Podcast. We are, much like Matt LaFleur, we are on the IL tonight. Dusty Evely is joining us. Dusty is sick as a dog. He's on the from what I've confirmed, you're on the first level of the Ebola virus, right, bud?
Yeah, they said it's actually step one of death's door. I'm not sure. I don't know how many steps you got going up to the porch, but I'm on the first step of death's door right now. So.
Okay, so Dusty's on the first, but he's still with us. This is how much he loves the Pack-A-Day Podcast. Mm-hmm. Sarah Keller is down in Florida, and the internet is out, but she is using her data plan. This is how much she loves you guys. She is using her data plan to be on a Google Hangout with the two of us. Sarah, what's going on down there?
Just trying to figure out why my Wi-Fi isn't working. Hopefully I can still study for my test that's tomorrow. So, but it's kind of hard without Wi-Fi. So I'm a little stressed, but I'm okay. I'm here now. This will be fun like it always is, and it'll make me feel better.
So we're doing, you know, the two of them are doing that, and I am flying single parent. My wife is in Arizona for her new job, so I have both children on the security camera on my iPad right next to me to make sure. So if I have to jump out for any reason, that would be why. So we are, but we are rip roaring ready to go. It is, you know, still kind of doldrums of the off season. There's some OTAs going on, but not as much kind of breaking news as the last couple times. So we're going to jump into the important things, and we're going to talk about Aaron Rodgers chugging beers and his ability versus Mitch Trubisky, about Matt Stafford, Patrick Mahomes, Brady, and then actually Rodgers kind of came out and threw a little shade today. I know it was probably tongue-in-cheek a little bit, but it was still pretty funny. So I kind of want to break this down because some of these whole takes have been annoying me a little bit because – Rodgers is here chugging, he's trying to chug a 20-ounce.
Wait, he's holding up a finger to say, wait a minute, I would like to finish chugging, please.
Exactly. He was, for me, I cannot chug a beer. I can never, whatever it is, I cannot chug to save my life. Even if you gave me a cup of water, I would, I'd look like Adam Schefter. I don't know if you saw that on the internet today, but that would be me trying to chug a beer. But then it comes out, Mitch Trubisky, Matt Stafford. So Trubisky was at a White Sox game, and he chugged a 12-ounce Bud Light. I mean, not the same. It's not the same. And then all the, you know, Bears fans, that's my quarterback. I'm like, cool, your guys are getting a 12-ounce Bud Light. That's, you know, that's who you want to be with.
That's your hero. At a White Sox game. At a White Sox game, chugging a 12-ounce Bud Light. That's the man you want to emulate. He looks like a fat Tony Romo with a bad beard. That's your guy. That's cool. Awesome.
Outstanding. And then Matt Stafford comes along and chugs a beer at a bar, which was actually a little bit more impressive. It was a taller beer. Like, that was something. But Dusty and I were kind of talking before. That's what I expect from Matt Stafford. Yeah. He went to Georgia. He's a little on the chubby side. Yeah. That's exactly what I would expect from him.
Well, Matt, and we talked about this too. I mean, Stafford's had – he was always like a party guy in college, so he had that going for him. You know, he's married, settled down. But he's had life stress going on too. So the fact that maybe he's a little more prone to drinking these days, being able to down that, not shocking in the least. I'll give props to Stafford. That was impressive.
Sarah, feel free to chime in at any time. You know, you are the one in college. We know you don't drink, air quotes, but is there any chugging in Florida going on down there?
Not by me recently, but I do have an opinion about the whole chugging fest that's going on. And I feel like now this was a really funny thing. Rodgers was doing it. Everyone was making fun of him. It was kind of like a meme. And now it's like every single person is doing it. And I'm just tired of it. I think it's great. Like, if you can chug a beer, good for you. Like, if that helps you sleep at night, fantastic. But I don't understand why it's such an important quality. Like, people are freaking out over it. I thought it was really funny when, like, it was going on during the Bucks games and everyone was kind of making a joke out of it. But now people are taking this so seriously, and I don't really understand why.
Because it's bothering me. Man can chug a beer, Sarah.
Yeah, seriously, that's Sarah. It's man stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this just must be a man thing.
Listen, dude, Rodgers is also, he is 35 years old. He's getting ready to turn 36, right? So he's a few years younger than I am. I, like, I would beer chug, and this is not to put anyone down, chugging a beer is like, it's like frat party stuff. Like, if you're really good at chugging a beer in your mid-30s, like, something went wrong at some point, probably. Maybe, but it's also, maybe not, if that, but...
If that is also your best quality that you have going for you, like, let's use Mitch Trubisky for an example. People were like, that's my quarterback. Like, he's so... I love him so much. He can chug this beer. Like, let's talk about what happens when him and Aaron Rodgers play each other, because we all know what happens and who's better and like what really matters. I would 100%, 10 out of 10 times, rather have a quarterback that is elite than a quarterback that can chug a beer.
Oh, it doesn't even come to that. It's not, you don't want the quarterback that can chug a beer. You want the quarterback that's sipping scotch, because that is a man who knows how to think, he knows how to evaluate, and he's like, I want something nicer in my life than chugging a beer.
As Steve is sipping scotch, I want it on the record that Steve is currently sipping scotch as we're recording. So
that's a bourbon, but you know.
Okay. Let's see what's going on here, Steve.
You know, I'm very similar to Aaron Rodgers. I don't know what you want from me.
Me too, buddy.
I do want to poke right a little fun to it at Patrick Mahomes, because everybody was talking how awesome he was when he chugged his beer. It was a can of beer. You have no clue how much it was in there. All he had to do was, he even could have had it empty and just been like, ooh, look at me, I'm slamming this beer. Like, no. And then Rodgers comes out and says, for some of them, they're finally a talent where they can say they're better than me. Like, that was just...
That was savage.
That's my quarterback, that's where I say that's my quarterback.
Exactly. And he's just been like, I don't know what this new... I feel like he's a new person at some point. It's like in OTAs and everything, he's been so energetic, and he smiles all the time in all of his interviews, and he's making jabs and like kind of getting on these social media trains and trends, and I love it. I'm like, I don't know what happened to the old, like... very quiet, almost just reserved in a way when it came to that side of his job. And now he seems very open about it, and I think it's great.
Yeah, we talked about that, was that last week or 2 weeks ago with the Game of Thrones thing, where it's just like you saw some of his personality. I feel like you're seeing some of his personality. That thing I've loved a bunch about the reaction to this comment by Rodgers is, if you watch the clip, he's clearly joking.
Yeah.
He's got a smirk on his face. And I know, I don't know his relationship with, with Trubisky, the other guy in the division that chugged a beer, but I know him and Stafford are friends. Like, him and Stafford are buddies. So, like, he is not running down Stafford. He is joking. He is being funny. And the people, taking this seriously, I'm like, well, he's just a jerk. Like, it's clear that's a joke. It's clear it's nothing but a joke, but... whatever, man. I don't want to kill anyone's fun. If you think he's a jerk, that's fine. But he's not. He's not being a jerk in this sense.
No, it's, and Sarah, I think the best correlation to kind of what is going on is, Aaron Rodgers has, in any type of relationship, when you break up with somebody and all of a sudden, you'd been miserable with them, they'd been miserable with you, and it just wasn't working anymore. You finally had that split, and then all of a sudden for a couple of weeks, a couple of months, you meet somebody new, and holy crap, this can be fun. Being with somebody can be fun again. And I feel like, I forget who I saw, but somebody tweeted out a photo of a side by side of him last year at OTAs, and he's just looking grumpy as hell versus OTA this year, and he's just got like this big grin on his face. And I know you can pick and choose those pictures, but it just kind of it made me laugh a little bit.
Yeah.
So let's move on. We got some news today that the Green Bay Packers will be playing a preseason game in Canada. Cool. The Raiders will host the Green Bay Packers in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada for preseason week 3 game on Thursday, August 22nd, 2019. Hey, look at that. We get to do a game day preview. Outstanding in Canada.
Yeah, in your face, guys. In your face.
You think we can, like...
We're going international.
I was like, can we charge some hotel rooms to the Pack-A-Day podcast? I think we can do that.
Yeah, I don't know why we wouldn't be able to.
I don't see why not either.
No. Book your flights, boys and girls.
I mean, honestly, does anybody have anything else to add to this? I mean, it's Canada. I don't really care.
The only thing that I really had was... So this is a stadium used by the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. I looked through their roster. the only player I recognized was Lucky Whitehead. I don't know if you, this is, and this was just a reminder by me. I don't know if you guys remember the story of Lucky Whitehead. Do you remember Lucky Whitehead?
I do remember Lucky Whitehead.
Lucky Whitehead was a 2-year
for the Cowboys?
Yeah, he was a 2-year kick returner of the Cowboys, did pretty well. There's a report that came out that he was facing misdemeanor charge stemming from like a $25 theft at a Wawa. And so the Cowboys dropped him, and there was this whole like Jason Garrett was like, we don't have guys like that on this team. Blah 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 blah. Well, then it came out 2 days later that it wasn't even Lucky Whitehead. It was like a mistaken identity. It was not actually Lucky Whitehead that did it, but Jason Garrett, very stern, very sure in his convictions for anyone other than Ezekiel Elliott.
I was just gonna say that.
Yeah. Or so, Greg Hardy.
Yeah. So he now I think he or Greg Hardy. Yeah. Gracious. Oh, gracious. Yeah, Greg Hardy's way worse. So after that, he went to the Jets and got injured and never played again, and then he went to the CFL. But I saw Lucky Whitehead, and I was like, oh, yeah, that was weird when they cut him because they thought he robbed a store, and then he totally didn't, and they just didn't bring him back anyway. Jason Garrett, everybody.
I don't know how that guy still has a job.
I don't know either. I do not know either.
Okay, so Canada. There we go. That's about all. It took us away from Canada to Lucky Whitehead. Got nothing else on that. I did want to talk one thing. There's not a lot of, you know, bite-worthy things outside of the chugging thing that I saw on Twitter today, but I forgot I did mark one thing on here I didn't talk to you guys about, but that I just liked that I saw from Aaron Rodgers on MVS. He says, I think Barquez has had a fantastic spring and really stepped up as a guy who can be an every down player. So
yes.
When the quarterback is praising the young wide receivers, that's something that always sticks out in my mind. You know, he always had high praises for Kumaro being in the right place at the right time, that kind of stuff. But, you know, saying that MVS should – basically saying he should be on the field for every down is pretty significant statement from Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean, not that this means anything at all to anybody but me. But, you know, and I've been doing my weekly articles where I'm kind of writing up plays and what LaFleur has done and kind of how it looks with the Packers personnel. I've always had, then every single one, if it's a two wide receiver set, I've always got MVS on the field. It's never, you know, I think EQ is probably the number three. People have been talking to me about Geronimo Allison, which you can make a case just because Allison was playing well before he was injured last year. He was kind of picking it up. It seemed like he finally, his athleticism is not impressive, but kind of the same thing you were talking about, Steve. Like, he knows where he's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. But just the flashes that we saw to MVS, and it seemed like Rodgers liked him. He seems like he's a very hard worker. Of all the guys on the team, he's the guy I'm thinking is making the biggest leap this year. Like, I've had that in my mind since the end of last year. And so to hear Rodgers say that is very exciting. So it's like, all right, so like all the stuff that we were kind of hoping that like that athleticism was going to translate, that he was going to make a second year jump. Like there's decent hope to have that. So I don't know that it was, I was very excited reading that.
Yeah. He was one player that I was familiar with before he was drafted because mm-hmm. he went to USF, and USF is UCF's like biggest rival, so he was always someone that I knew was very talented and worked really hard, and a lot of the UCF players went to high school with him, were close with him, so they always, in press conferences and other instances where they talked to the media, they would always talk highly of him and that he was a great player. So when I saw that the Packers drafted him, I was pretty excited because I had heard only good things. And last year, like you said, there was a lot of flashes, and I definitely think he could be the guy that makes a big leap this year. And it's also overall just really exciting because you see these guys are stepping up. Geronimo Allison stays healthy. MVS is able to come in there and really make an impact with this spicy new offense that's coming in. And I just think the possibilities are going to be endless. And it's really exciting to hear that the pieces of the puzzle are already kind of starting to come together.
Mm-hmm.
Spicy new offense. I like it. It's spicy.
Well, I don't know if you guys remember this. There was a big thing this past year. Well, I mean, we all know. Rodgers was calling, they said, too many plays in the huddle, probably. Too many plays in the huddle that Rodgers was calling. And the only one that we know about that happened for sure was the Bills game where MVS had the basically the game-sealing catch. It was game-sealing. They won like 22-0 up the sideline. It was like third down, and Rodgers did a one-on-one bomb, and he took it to MVS. And the reason he did that, and that was, what, week four this past year? The reason he did that was because MVS had, I think he had dropped a ball, I can't remember if he dropped the ball, but he definitely had one where he like cut off a route too early and almost got picked, and Rodgers got on his case a little bit. But the reason Rodgers did that is because he said like, I wanted to kind of like that scene. That's a guy that's going to be important. I wanted to pick up his confidence a little bit. And so like I told him, just run as fast as you can and I'll get it to you, because I figured that would like kind of help give him a little bit of confidence. So Rodgers saw that in him last year as well. And so that this is carrying over, but you know, Rodgers, bad leader, guys, real bad. Bad leader.
I mean, if we could trade him away for like one first round pick, I'd be all about it.
Do we always want to straight up for Mitch Trubisky because he can chug a beer though?
Oh yeah. I mean, that's he should be in Wisconsin. If he can chug beers, he needs to be in Wisconsin.
Agreed.
That's totally what needs to happen. And let's end it. LaFleur came out on his wheelie scooter, because knee scooter, and talked to the press. And Dusty, that was on the, I think it was the Packers YouTube channel, yeah. But I'm sure it went around. And overall, just, you know, he kind of talked about his injury, talked about how it might limit him a little bit, or, you know, how things might be different. But we've talked a lot about how Aaron Rodgers' personality feels like it's starting to come out. I feel the same way about LaFleur. Like, you're starting to get more glimpses into him as a person, and, you know, he's cracking jokes about tearing his Achilles and all these kinds of things. But, I mean, what did you guys think of the new head coach discussing his injuries, and kind of what did you take away from it?
Yeah, I mean, it's just what you just said. I mean, you go back to that his first press conference, and I thought he was fine. But people are savage, man. Like, talking about how like he didn't seem natural. He seemed nervous. Like, how is he going to lead the team? He seems nervous. And just like it's his first time, man. Like, his parents were there. Like, his wife and kids were there. It's his first time addressing the media. He's young. Yeah, he's going to be a little, like, I get sweats if I think about maybe like interviewing for another job. Like, not even applying, but just the thought of maybe interviewing, I get nervous. And he's out there doing a press conference. And so it was cool to see this turnaround. I thought, yeah, getting to see a bit of that personality, seeing that a little bit. He just seems like, I mean, we were kind of talking about this before, but McCarthy over the past 3 years kind of got a little more salty, a little more combative than he had been. So going from salty old man McCarthy, who's just like, why would you question me, to LaFleur, who's joking about tearing his Achilles.
I'm a highly successful football coach.
Highly successful coach, that man. That's what he says. Like, between him and then, like, you saw the trickle down too. This is what's interesting to me then. You saw the trickle down where, like, McCarthy's getting saltier, and then, like, Winston Moss is yelling at people. Like, you're Winston Moss, dude. Like, calm down. Like, just...
Hey, that is a head coach in the XFL.
I know.
Do not disrespect that, man.
I'm sorry.
I figure. Isn't
he? That sounds right, or he's a coordinator. I don't know. Head coach sounds right. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know if that was that's just a personality thing, or if that's kind of a trickle down. You see the head coach doing that. Maybe that gives you a little more liberty to do that. And so you get LaFleur kind of what he was doing and the way he was talking was super interesting. And I kind of wonder if that then kind of applies to the other coaches.
Yeah, I thought I got the same kind of vibe from the video. He seemed like very likable, very just energetic. And also I saw a lot of videos from the charity softball game from over the weekend. And he, even though he has his whole injury going on, he still rolled his way out there to throw out the first pitch, was very energetic, was talking a lot with the guys. And I think that's great that he's out there and that he's doing that. And he had every reason not to go, especially with what happened to him, and he still decided to go. So I think that says a lot about what kind of guy he is as a person. And then as a coach, he's willing to, you know, sacrifice and demonstrate those principles, which from the outside, you may be like, well, it was just a softball game. But those little things mean a lot when it comes to the locker room, and team culture, and other things like that. And that's been an issue. Obviously, last year, a lot of things came out that there was – mishaps going on in the locker room and a lot of unnecessary drama. So to see kind of a new face come in and bring high energy and positivity and just a good time is really refreshing. And I'm looking forward to hopefully seeing more of that as we get closer to the season.
Well, I got two more things on this. We need to talk about the fact that he opened with rolling up on his cart and saying, are you guys ready to roll?
Ready
which
to roll.
Is
oh,
like that was outstanding. The daddest dad thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Just,
you know, he was standing there at the end of the practice with whoever was on the team next to him and was like, I'm going to do this.
He's like, it took him forever to roll over there. And the whole way, like, he's just thinking, man, this is going to kill him. This is just going to be tremendous.
This is the one.
This is the
That was his top banana. His top banana.
His
joke.
Top banana. Oh man. The other thing I wanted to say was I knew he tore his Achilles playing knockout. I didn't know the story behind it. He talked about that during the interview. And the story behind it is that, like, basically the guys who's maybe like the new staff or just other people whose families have not moved up yet. It's after practice. After practices, a lot of the coaching staff guys go and play basketball because there's a court in Lambeau, it sounded like, or a gym in Lambeau. I mean, you talk about, Sarah, you were just talking about locker room stuff. Isn't that like ultimate locker room stuff that they're like after practice, they're all playing basketball together and hanging out? Like, that's, I don't know, that kind of spoke to me. That's like these guys enjoy being around each other. And I know it's fresh and it's new, and so they should. But I don't know, that kind of stood out to me a little bit. And maybe that news came out before and I just missed it because I didn't really read that story, but I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, I did. I mean, it was kind of funny when you were talking about the seeing him roll up on the scooter. I get flashbacks because my wife broke her foot last summer. And so she was on her roller scooter, you know, knee scooter all summer long. And it was every single day that I would, you know, hear her rolling around, and all of a sudden there's a, oh, it's like a crash. And she was like, oh my God, she broke something else. Like, I'm like, you okay? She's like, I'm fine. I just tried to turn too quickly. So we'll just, you know, hope that LaFleur isn't getting too ambitious and, you know, trying to be competitive with the guys and doing like scooter races and things like that. But Dusty, you did bring something up in my mind. We're gonna end this a little bit quicker since tonight. We'll bring you guys a supersized one very soon because we kind of have to. Everybody's a little hurting a little bit tonight. But you just said, you know, that was like the ultimate dad joke, and you know that was in his mind planning that. So I was mowing the lawn today, and I got a little bit of a sunburn. And I was while I'm doing this, I'm like, God, I'm getting sunburned. This sucks. And I was like, God, what's more dad than getting sunburned while mowing the stupid lawn? So I want to end this, and we're avoiding food tonight, so we're going to end with what's the ultimate dad thing? Like, you know, you've got your dad jokes, whatever. So outside of being sunburned by mowing the lawn, my ultimate dad act is wearing a fanny pack.
Wait, like, is this? Wait, are we talking about like something you like have that you do?
Personally, I do not wear. I need to clear that up. I do not wear a fanny pack ever.
I thought you meant like your dad thing was you wearing a fanny pack. That's what I thought. I was like, how has this not come?
Yeah,
up?
Yeah, we're ending the. Me and Sarah are spinning off. We are done, Steve. We are done.
Honestly, I would have been all right. That'd be okay.
Most dad thing would be. A carpenter jean jorts above the knee with white crew socks pulled up all the way, a polo shirt tucked into the jorts, and a big old floppy fisherman hat.
I have a Packers fisherman hat, but that was primarily so I could have something like that for Mexico because swimming in the pool, I wanted like a big old. So I've got my
listen, man, Devontae is a fisherman hat. He always, like, you always see him wearing that sucker. Mm-hmm. There's nothing against that. It's just it's the whole ensemble. Yeah,
it's the Packers bucket hat. You know that one.
The bucket hat. Yeah.
I've got one of those. So
yeah, nothing wrong with that. It's the whole ensemble. If you've got the other ensemble going on though, Steve, I think the key is the socks pulled up as high as you can get them while wearing shorts. I think
so. It's either you're right, but it's either the white New Balance shoes.
Mm-hmm.
That need to be in with the high, you know, the high socks.
That's what I had in my mind.
Or it needs to be sandals.
Sandals is the other one.
With white socks.
All right. Yeah, we got it.
Okay. Yeah, that's quite the outfit. Sarah, do you have anything that's coming to mind? I'm springing on them. They had no clue this was happening.
I have like a mannerism. Like, so I know my dad does this, and a lot of people I saw was going around on Twitter as a joke once, but it was like, every time you invite someone over to your house and they could have been over 100 times and you like tell your parents, you're like, oh, like, can so-and-so come over? And then your mom's like, yeah. And your dad's just like, who? Every single time. Like, they could have been coming over there for 5 years every day, but they're still like, who is that? And then you remind them and they're like, oh yeah, I know who that is. So that is definitely a dad thing. And then another dad thing is I feel like every dad has something that they like order online all the time. And like they have like, they just order something. They have a thing. Like my dad has a fishing thing, or he orders fishing stuff online all the time. and he knows that my mom will get mad. So now he just like lets it arrive at the house, and like someone will knock on our door, and she'll be like, again, like, so I feel like every dad has some, whether it's they ordered it online or they go to the store and buy it, they have a thing that they buy.
That reminded me of something, Sarah. I got a dad story that's my dad specific, and he is not going to listen to this. But even if he did, he would not get offended. My parents drank, or my dad drank before we were born, and then once we kind of got like around five, he stopped drinking. But now that we're all older, he drinks, like not a ton, but he drinks. And he loves. We've got Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale. It's a great ale, aged in a bourbon barrel. It's tremendous. He goes to restaurants and orders that. There's a restaurant like 10 minutes from his house that he and my mom legitimately went to every single week for, I don't know, 2 years. Well, then they stopped serving that beer and he just stopped going like that. Like just stopped going. I'm like, but Dad, you like the food, right? He's like, yeah, they don't have that beer anymore. He's like, I talked to the manager and I told him until they got that beer back. And he would call him occasionally and he would just be like, hey, do you have bourbon barrel ale on tap? And if they said no, he would just be like, okay, thanks. Like, I'm not coming back. And then, like, he legitimately did it. He didn't go back. And then they started having it again, like, about 6 months ago, and he started going back again. Like, that's to me, Sarah, that's like the ordering stuff. That's his thing. If he's going to a restaurant that's got to have bourbon barrel on tap, or else he just will not frequent your establishment until you do it.
Oh, that's an outstanding story.
That's a solid dad story.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Dusty, is there anything that you order online all the time?
I feel like you're attacking me, Steve. No, I don't think so. You know, I've been ordering books. Been trying to get back into reading. I'm ordering books.
You don't order movie posters that I can see in your background, or?
Oh no, yeah, I bought those at a comic convention, Steve. And those are super dope as well. Super dope.
You got a Hoth one, so I can't really argue with the.
I got a Hoth one. I got Amity Island, which is from Jaws. I've got a what's the cemetery from Night of the Living Dead, and Haddonfield from Halloween. Those are my four posters. I don't think I'm quite to the age yet where I've got like standing online orders, but I'm gonna be 39 in a shade over a month here, so that day's coming. I know it's coming, and I'll be 6 months into placing regular orders for one thing online. I'll be like, I'm doing it. This is it. I'm just not even going to know the transitions occurred and it's just going to happen, but not yet. It's not
I will
yet.
Say if I have a thing that it's hats and shoes, like anytime I come home with a new hat or a new pair of shoes, my wife just looks at me. She's like, really? Like, does it really, you need more of that? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. I do.
Well, yeah. I got to have the red pumps, honey. They go really good with this outfit.
Like I need a new Packers hat. I need a new Brewers hat. At all times. Yeah.
All right, man.
All right, so before we kill all of Sarah's data for her entire month, we'll just kind of wrap this up. So Dusty's going to go medicate himself and pass out. Sarah's going to cut off her data for the next couple of weeks, and we'll be back next week again for another Pack a Day podcast. Wait, is Dusty going to be back next week?
Oh, actually, no. Yeah, I'm out of town next week, so
Dusty is out of town.
Yeah,
so
sorry.
We'll see if Sarah's even around. We'll
I will be around
if her Wi-Fi works. We'll be around. But we'll have way more fun than with Dusty. You know, he won't be hacking up over everybody. So it'll be good. Steve. And then we'll be back with Dusty in a couple of weeks and have all those hot food takes that everybody needs from us. So for Dusty, for Sarah, I'm Steve. As always, follow us on Twitter. Get us your dad stories this week, because these are this is something we can all bond over. It's good dad stories and embarrassing things that they did to you. So we'll love to hear those from you guys. But we'll catch you guys next week. And as always, go Pack, go.
One kick away from the NFC Championship game from the 41. Left hash mark. 51-yard field goal attempt. Snap. Placement. Kick to the upright. And he